It's called the Newtonian wind turbine.
We feel that this is the answer to the world problem of energy. There's enough energy in the wind to power all of civilization's needs 100 times over.
Keene Stim, CEO of Keene Wind Turbines in Amherst, says his patented design is much better than a three-blade windmill, which only converts about 1% of the wind into energy.
We convert 50%. We're 50 times more efficient right off the bat.
The turbine, he says, also works from a gentle breeze up to hurricane-force winds. Traditional windmills are limited to a narrow range of wind speeds between 15 and 30 miles an hour.
We're using twice as much of the available energy of the wind. So we end up converting over 100 times more of the energy available in the wind to useful electrical power.
Keene's invention is also much smaller. A rotating windmill blade can reach heights of 500 feet above the ground. The turbine is shaped like a rocket, and he says it's 1/12 the size of a windmill, which must be located at least a quarter mile from homes.
They're so big that they affect television, they affect the radar near airports, whereas ours is very small, and the blades are contained within a cowling, and so consequently, it doesn't affect TV, and it doesn't cause any of the radar problems and so forth. Because it's so small and low, just above the treetops, you won't even know it's there.
The Newtonian wind turbine, he says, also makes no audible noise and will sell for about $250,000, or 5% of the cost of a windmill. Keene says testing and certification should be complete by mid-year so he can take his invention to market. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.